I'm just saying this week has been so long.
Oh, man. It's exhausting. On and on. You know what? I think I can do this three-day week. I mean, it's still a little much. If we could get it down to one day a week, I'm working for the man.
I think we'd be lucky to get three. I think four would be actually possible.
We'll start there and then work our way down.
All right.
I'm so happy for Friday. Yeah.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Fridays means from 5 to 7, our All Request Fest.
Yes, and you see this right here?
That is a CD.
Wow. Well, that was interesting. Compact disc.
Yes.
Someone had asked for a certain song. I don't want to say what it is yet, but we didn't have it in the system, so I burned it at home. Let me just say that it shares the name of a famous record store, and it's going to be loud, and it's going to be awesome, and I'm trying to find the name of the person who requested it, but I can't find it here. But anyways, I'll find it before we play it. And it's just one of many loud things that's going to happen today.
Yep. All Request Fest is always fun. 2 hours of your requests. Make them good. Don't suck.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about alligators in a second. A story that's not possible to believe unless you see it, and you'll be able to see it.
Right.
One American dollar on the show today. People are dumb.
Okay.
And in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about your favorite things about Vegas as we talk about Billy Idol.
Nice. Yes, because sometime soon we're going to play another Billy Idol song. You be callers. Let's do it. 25, 26, and 27.
All right.
We'll register a bunch of people for the trip to go see him in Vegas this hour, next hour. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll call you at home and say, hey, you win. You get to go.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Alligator, the motion picture, rated R.
Alligator.
Alligator.
Sounds like something they'd make fun of on MST3K.
Alligator.
There's a dude. And by the way, I love lions. It's my favorite animal.
Lions. Yeah. Really? Lions are your favorite animal?
Yep.
Huh. I did not know that.
I mean, other than dogs, which
sure,
of course.
Right. Yeah.
Lions are my favorite.
Cats are a close second.
Cats.
Birds are third for you.
I hate. But big cats.
Yeah.
I do love. I love cheetahs and I love all of that stuff.
They all do a lot of the same cat stuff.
But they're all wild.
Right.
And so I don't want a lion.
Right.
I like them.
Right.
I don't want it as a pet.
Right.
Because I understand the difference.
Sure.
There's a dude in Louisiana who, I just posted it on Twitter if anyone's still there.
Remember Twitter? I remember Twitter. That was a long time ago.
Who's just walking across the street with an alligator.
A pet alligator?
Alligator.
Over his shoulders.
What? Really? Yeah.
Tails on one side, it's wrapped around his neck, head's on the other side.
With those teeth. 480 teeth.
Listen to this.
We have a lot of questions about this next video. A man was spotted walking down the street with an alligator over his shoulder.
Take a look. This happened last week in Louisiana. The woman who took the video says she was in complete shock. The gator's mouth was not taped shut.
Wow.
What is happening?
Unbelievable.
Does that guy think it's his friend?
I bet he does.
You know, I raised this since it was about as big as my arm.
It loves me. It would never bite me.
It's only bit me 605 times.
Alligator.
It appeared to be a younger alligator.
They're just old pals.
Yeah.
They're just friends.
Until it bites your hand off.
Until something happens.
Louisiana!
One of the weirdest things I've ever seen. Just a dude walking across the street. No one's talking to him. Nothing else. Just got an alligator.
Who would
alligator.
Talk to him? Yeah. I was going to go up and go, hey, man, what's your alligator's name?
Maybe that's the point.
Bitey? Killy McKillerton? Bodie McBoatface?
I'm saying maybe stay away from animals that are wild or wild.
All right. No alligators.
No alligators.
I'm taking your birthday present back.
All right.
Ow. This song reminds me, I was being questioned by the police in a dream the other day. I was really weird, and I wasn't even concerned. They were really angry at me. I knew I didn't do it, so I thought I was going to get away with
it. You don't ever know that you didn't do it.
This was the one time,
I think. It's always a given that it's possible.
Oh, Gibbon. Hey, you might be able to purchase a Gibbon. It's time to play one of our favorite little games here at KLOS.
Let's do it.
I need dollar, that's what I need.
Oh, hey. You know, I would love to talk about my favorite dispensary in Van Nuys, but we're not supposed to mention names, I guess, by the airport. It's for whatever reason.
I don't understand that either.
At this
I think
point.
It has to do with the federal law versus the local law.
Yeah. And that's all kind of very interesting because it's still a very gray area.
Yes.
I'm still stunned that it's legal at all. I just can't even believe it.
I'm stunned that it's not legal. Anywhere. I'm stunned that there are any states that still make it illegal.
It's ridiculous. It grows
including the federal law.
Continents. I mean, it grows everywhere. It's ridiculous it was ever illegal, but whatever. What I thought we would talk about, and to help you with your weekend to maybe avoid certain parts of town, You know, there are 482 cities in California altogether. Okay. 482. And of those, 174 of them, despite Prop 64, which legalized recreational marijuana here in California, don't allow cannabis stores. They don't allow you to set up a storefront and sell
How's that?
Weed. Well, it's up to each city. If they're an incorporated city, they can be, no.
They can say no?
They can say, which is
really?
Ridiculous.
I thought all cities would now be available.
There's 174 of them. Now,
what?
This is as of 2022. A couple of them have come around since. But I have the top 10 list. The biggest cities in all of California, most of them down here, down south.
Yeah, that's where the biggest cities are.
Yeah, that were
what?
Like...
They still say no?
Yeah, as of 2022.
Why do they still say no?
Right? Why? It's okay.
What's happening?
Do it. I don't know. So I was thinking, you know, if you're going to go out for the weekend, you might want to avoid these towns.
Wow. By the way, how did you know?
Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away a... that's coming up, actually. Let me tell you that in a second. But, you know, because they're kind of, if you think about it, they sort of make sense.
Do they?
That they would be the ones that go, no, we don't want to...
They sort of make sense.
Sort of.
So they would be squarer,
Go. One American dollar, by the way, is brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend $1 at Yamaha, you might get yourself become a millionaire.
California cities,
the biggest one.
Los Angeles is the county, right?
Los Angeles County. Of course, Los Angeles is a city, but we all know that it's you can buy.
It's legal in Los Angeles.
Yeah, to buy.
But I thought all cities.
Set up a store, basically.
Let's try Santa Monica.
Santa Monica is one of my favorite places to buy weed.
Oh.
Nope.
Okay. What's a square part of town? You know what I mean? Like, how do you...
Well, you know, I don't know.
Well, you're saying largest.
Yeah.
What about, is Palmdale considered part of Los Angeles?
Palmdale, I don't know if that's... Is that a...
It's not a guess.
...proper city? I don't even know if that's... It's not on the list. I'll just tell
good.
You
that. I was going to say it's not
on the list of the top 10.
Top 10.
2022, last year.
Is Beverly Hills stuck up about it?
Oh, Beverly Hills is a great guess. It isn't on there. I guess you can. I don't know. I don't know about that. It's not in the top 10, anyway, as far as population.
How would you guess?
Well, when you hear them, you're going to be like, oh, except a couple of them where you're like, what? That really doesn't make any sense.
Calabasas. They seem uptight.
They do.
What? I've gotten zero. I can't literally get it right.
Well, hell's bells.
Inglewood? No, Inglewood's always up to
it's always in the hood.
I don't know. Montebello?
Montebello is...
I got zero out of four.
Yep.
All right, why don't you just read them to me?
Glendale. You can't
I'm disappointed
buy
in you, Glendale.
What are you thinking? Now, that was as of... Oh, yeah, they still don't. It's still
Lester?
Illegal. It's still illegal there to sell.
I didn't know this individual cities could make different.
Isn't that
this
weird?
Is ridiculous.
Honestly, okay. I didn't know until today. Now, last year, Huntington Beach said, all right, but they were on the list up until last year. I think the pandemic kind of helped. Oxnard, same thing. Fontana. Can you believe in Fontana?
Fontucky.
Now you can, but as of 2022,
wow.
You couldn't. Santa Clarita says no. Still, you still can.
That sort of makes sense, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I know. I kind of thought
that,
too.
It sort of seems, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Fremont, Irvine.
Irvine.
Here's one I figured you would guess. Anaheim. There's no weed stores in Anaheim.
Oh, that makes sense, I think.
Yeah. But here's one that freaked me out. 404,000 people living in Bakersfield can't buy weed.
Oh,
what's
up with
that?
Have you been to Bakersfield?
I mean, right?
It's the only thing in the middle of nowhere.
Of course, they don't sell any weed there, that's for sure.
Why?
There's none to be had.
No one needs weed more than Bakersfield.
Can't set up a store. And the number one, the biggest city up until last year, and this one is now off the list, but was on the list, Fresno, which I don't know if Greg Beharrell knows about that, but Fresno was on the list of no, let's don't.
But now they're yes.
Yeah. So we can all move to Fresno.
Come on, no, Fresno.
You gotta be pretty sure of what you're doing to cover that song.
No kidding. One it takes balls.
Yeah, classic beats. That's a Los Angeles band, actually. And call themselves In This Moment on KLOS. Guess who's on the phone?
Matt Pinfield.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing good, Fuggo.
What's going on in Matt Pinfield universe?
Mr. Pinfield.
What's going on, guys? I'm excited to say that we've got a great guest this week New and approved Sunday night, 8 to 10 p.m. It's going to be the amazing Joe Perry of Aerosmith.
All right. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to talk all about their Peace Out tour, which he says is definitely going to be their final tour. He says it's not going to be like Motley Crue or The Who. They're going to finish touring.
You know, if there's one band I believe would actually call it quits when they say there's calling it quits, would be Aerosmith. They're just so straight up forward.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, that's rare.
It really is. So he'll talk about that, and he'll be talking about, you know, the fact that, you know, since Joey Kramer's not playing drums for him right now, it actually is John Douglas, who was their drum tech, who is the son of their famous record producer, Jack Douglas, who produced Walk This Way and Sweet Emotion and all those great songs. So they kept it in the family.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's always had a little skin in the game.
Yeah, he has. Like, they've watched him grow up,
right?
Steven, you know, and the guys.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty cool. That's a good guess.
So it's exciting to have those guys on.
Awesome. Well, awesome. So that is this coming Sunday night at 8 p.m Matt Pinfield playing all the biggest rock songs in the universe in Los Angeles, and then you've also got Joe Perry joining you.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. I'm really looking forward to it. I know Aerosmith fans will not want to miss it.
I have seen Billy Idol in Vegas. Have you?
No, I haven't seen him. I've never seen him in Vegas.
He's so great.
Yeah.
I've lived half of my life in Vegas, I feel like.
I'm pretty close to that.
I really do feel like that.
I'm just always gambling. I never go to shows, and I would go to Billy.
I went to an outdoor show that was Rage Against the Machine. It was the first time I ever saw Muse.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I stood up my ex once at the Grateful Dead because I just couldn't do it.
You could have been dropping acid,
It was a Lakers playoff game. I was at a friend's house watching. I was supposed to meet her there. I was like, nope. Sorry. Not going to happen. I saw Casey and the Sunshine Band there when
Did
I was
you
drunk.
Really?
I was drunk once.
I'm your boogeyman.
It sounds like a good idea.
When you're drinking. No, and then you're in Vegas? It's a must.
I saw U2, The Lemon.
Oh, sure.
Tour. Remember that when they would come out of a lemon?
Yep.
And it was stuck?
No way.
It wouldn't open, and they were inside of the lemon.
What happens in Vegas? Now, they need to do that with a new dome. Turn that into a giant lemon.
Cool.
Because have you seen the dome, the new one, where U2 is going to be playing? It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, there's pictures of it all over social media.
And
it
looks like video.
An open eyeball, and it looks like a whole... There was a 4th of July fireworks type thing. But it's
so 2023. You know, back in the 80s, you would have thought, well, that's what 2023 will look like.
Yep, and it does. So keep listening for your Billy Idol song.
Right this second.
People are dumb.
You know it.
When you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
Raul just sent this story to us, and I appreciate
it. Love Raul.
Thank you, Raul. A woman drowns after jumping into a river to see if her dog would save her.
So she was testing the dog.
She wanted to see if the dog would save her, so she jumped into the river.
And died.
And ended up dying. The unnamed woman, aged 46, was walking with friends near a river early on Saturday, July 1st, when she jumped in the water.
Her very last words after saying, "My dog will save me, I'll bet, just watch," were, "Hold my beer."
Probably, yeah.
Those are the very last things out of her mouth.
Rapid currents swept her away as she was reported missing around 6:36 a.m.
The dog stood there and was like, "I'm not jumping in there,
man. What are you, crazy? Look at those currents." Police and fire authorities rushed to the scene with 30 rescuers who used helicopters, boats, and drones.
But the dog was going to save her.
Right. Tragically, she was found dead later that day, about half a mile downstream under a bridge.
Never test your dog.
Right?
Poor dog.
But the police, here's the interesting part, the very last line of the article. The police are investigating the incident and have reportedly questioned the three people that she was with.
Twist.
So did she jump into the river to see if her dog
was pushed? Uh-huh. So the calls are already coming in. The calls are not coming from inside the house, but they're already coming in for what we're going to do in just a matter of moments.
For the old request fest?
And what was the very first one you said you got?
This is one on Twitter. Uh-huh. Hey there, Ding Dong. How about Rubber Band Man by The Spinners?
Wow! Well, that's what happens on Fridays. I'll tell you what, if we can find it, we'll play it. Why not?
Why not? Anything that you want, 818-955-KLOS or Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter for the time being.
Kevin, it's Friday.
What are you saying?
I'm saying it's Friday! Which means a hell of a lot of party music.
All right. All Request Fest is on 2 hours straight. You pick the music, 818-955-KLOS.
Or you can hit us up on Twitter. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Request for Motorhead Louie, Louie. Pinpointing a favorite sweet song is almost impossible for me, but I want to thank Maria for suggesting that one. Very good. Man from Mecca.
Right.
Last time you heard Man from Mecca, young Kevin.
2 seconds ago.
Yalovarl Resort and Casino at San Manuel giving away a 2023 BMW, a Corvette C8, and your choice of three motorcycles this July. At yamavaldetails.com. Can you pick that up? Yamavaldetails.com. You gotta be 21 or older to enter. And they are bringing all of this nonsense to you. Thank them for doing that. And hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Is anything goes, right?
Yep. Anything goes.
What do you want to hear?
Anything goes out.
I want to hear Friday Night by The Dark.
Hey, that's a good one.
Friday Night by The Darkness. I haven't heard The Darkness in a while.
It's been a minute.
Hey, well, now's the time.
Hey, how you doing?
Woo! We are great. It's our old request fest. What can we do for you?
How about some Nazareth? Expect no mercy.
Nice one. Who's this?
This is Tony from Riverside.
You got a deal. A deal has been struck.
It's what?
The deal has been struck.
Sounds good to me.
That means you got to stick $20 in your phone now, please.
I sure will. Here it comes.
Oh, got it. Thanks, man.
All right.
I mean, yeah, that's the way you start a Friday night.
Harold RX on Twitter wanted to hear Party at Ground Zero.
We are at Kevin and Sluggo if you want to request stuff like Fishbone. Or you can also call us 818-955-KLOS. It is the All Request Fest, which happens on Friday nights. And it's all thanks to Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel. They're giving away a 2023 BMW, a Corvette C8, and your choice of three motorcycles this July. Details are at yamaba.com. You got to be 21 or older to enter. So, like, another hour and a half of this to go.
Absolutely.
Hit us up. ARF. The All Request Fest. ARF. I don't usually like, what do you call those acronyms? I don't usually like that.
You don't like those at all.
For some reason, I like that one.
I don't know. It sounds like you're barking to me.
What? You know, crazy train makes sense, right? Hey, we're going to call someone here pretty soon, and we're going to send them to Las Vegas to see Billy Idol. We keep doing that. When we play Billy Idol, then you call us, you get registered for the trip, and we're going to call someone who got registered, and we're going to do it again on Monday.
On Monday, Marcy and Sluggo and I will play Billy Idol. When you hear it, be caller 25.
And you are registered for the trip to go see him. Tickets right now available at Ticketmaster.com for his shows coming up at the Chelsea Theater at the Cosmopolitan in Vegas. But the All Request Fest, the ARF, is now yielding...
Juan Ochoa, Volbeat, Shotgun Blurs. I'm relatively sure it's blues, so we're going to play that one.
Friday.
I think your batteries are wearing down, sir.
It's our All Request Fest. What do you got?
How about Deep Purple?
Deep Purple. How about Hush?
Ooh, good one.
It's a good choice.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Would I be able to request the Reverend Horton Heat?
Wow, dang.
Reverend Horton Heat.
Yeah, I haven't heard a request for that in a long time.
I think the last one to play, to be honest with you, was Bob Colburn.
Yeah, probably.
That's probably.
What do you think of liquor, beer, and wine?
I'll take it all.
Hello, it's our All Request Fest.
Hi, can I hear some Screaming for Vengeance by Judas Priest?
Wow, good one. The Priest! Absolutely.
The Priest.
Who are you?
All right. Jerry from Fullerton.
Good one. Renee in the Valley wanted to hear War, Spill the Wine.
Love that.
I'm wondering, are you a hippie, Renee? Super cool. Hey, it's the KLOS All Request Fest, and it's happening thanks to Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel. We're giving away a 2023 BMW, a Corvette C8, and your choice of three motorcycles this July. Details are at yamaba.com. You got to be 21 to enter. 818-955-KLOS.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Can you play Rolling Stones Emotional Rescue?
Ah.
They used to play it all the time, but they haven't played it on the radio in a long time.
They suck.
This is a momentous occasion, my pal Kevin.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the first request we've ever gotten on the All Request Fest off Threads.
How about that?
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? Yeah, you can do it there as well. Although, you know, I think there's six people out there so far.
Sure.
It's quite a few, but whatever. Thank you for that request.
Or you can call us at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Todd Rundgren, bang on the drum all day.
I can smoke that.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, that's a gooder. Right on.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I know I'm drawing a blank on the artist, but I know Sluggo would know. Children of the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're drawing a blank.
Yeah. Children of the Sun. But I know that's a great one. That's a really good one.
How do you know if you don't remember what it is?
That's a song I actually remember hearing for the very first time. It was when I got a brand new FM receiver, stereo receiver, and it had the little red light that would come on when it actually got the connection to FM stereo and had my headphones on. I was like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. I have one of those still to this day. Still the best stereo system I've ever had.
Right? I feel terrible. I had to look. Billy Thorpe.
There you go.
Yeah.
See you guys.
You got it. Right on, man. One of my favorite stereo recordings ever, Billy Thorpe, Children of the Sun, by request on the All Request Fest.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In Louisiana, there's a man walking around with a baby alligator over his shoulder.
And it wasn't, he didn't say they had the mouth taped or anything.
Nope, nothing.
Just hanging out with
his alligator.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are dumb. A woman in South Korea jumped into a river to see if her dog would save her.
Guess what?
It didn't. And join us again Monday to qualify for a trip for two to Las Vegas to see Billy Idol in concert.
Hell to the yeah. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
Oh, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
That gentleman right there is going to be doing some more shows in Las Vegas, which to me is the perfect place to see Billy Idol.
Agreed.
He's going to be showing up at the Chelsea Theater for some shows at the Cosmopolitan in Vegas, which is an amazing place to be and stay. And we are trying to get you into those one of those five nights. Tickets are available right now at Ticketmaster.com, but we keep playing Billy Idol and tell you to be callers 25, 26, and 27 right now. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Hello.
Hey, there's a bunch of you on the phone. Say hi to each other.
Hello. How you guys doing?
You guys are callers 25, 26, and 27.
Good.
Nice.
I've been in the
you all qualify for the trip for two to Las Vegas to see Billy Idol.
Great. Well, awesome.
Nice.
Now we're going to call one of you or someone at 5 o'clock, and I'm wondering if one of you wins, will you take all the rest of everybody on the phone with you up to Vegas?
Oh, they only have tickets, two rooms.
You just have one room and two tickets.
Yeah, you can sleep on top of each other.
No.
No, that's the right answer.
I'm sharing a room, but having to hop a fence, that sounds too risky.
Well, I like the way you think.
One of you is going to win. Shout out your names. 1, 2, 3, go. Good luck. We'll hear from one of you at 5 o'clock.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We're going to play some Billy Idol. We're going to do that very soon. And if you're caller 25 and 26 when we do, then you're in the drawing that we're going to do in the 5 o'clock hour to go see him. He's got those shows coming up in Vegas. And those tickets are available right now at Ticketmaster.com at the Chelsea Theater in the Cosmopolitan. We're going to do that drawing sometime between 5 and 6. And again on Monday. Playing Billy Idol on KLOS has become a call to action.
Yes, it has.
He's going to be doing some shows that are available right now at Ticketmaster.com up in Vegas again at the Chelsea Theater at the Cosmopolitan. But we want to give you a two-night stay in Vegas and $100 to drive up there in gas. And we're taking callers like 25 and 26 when we play. And we'll be doing the same thing on Monday. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to call one of these people that have called in. Who is this?
Jeff.
Jeff, you are caller 25.
That is awesome.
Your phone might ring in about an hour. Quality phone ringing in about an hour. And it'll be us calling you to tell you, if so, that you're going to see Billy Idol in Vegas.
Hell yeah.
But if your phone doesn't ring, it's just a typical Friday night.
Yeah, you just lost. You're a loser. But you are qualified for a chance to win the grand prize, which we're going to do next hour. So good luck.
And hold on a second. Don't go away. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, it's Joe.
Joe, you're caller 26.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, you go in that same damn drawing as Jeff just got into.
Yeah, I heard about all those people.
Yeah, I'm wondering maybe you guys would just like to get into a cage and fight it out instead.
We'll go for the throat.
We just keep doing it. Every time we play Billy, we give you a chance to go see him up in Vegas.
Which is going to be fantastic.
Bloody cool. And we were doing that today. We're doing that nonsense today. And the guy we're about to call played along with us. So he's winning.
He qualified today, right?
Yep.
Last hour?
Yep. Well, I don't know when it was. 3 o'clock. Now, 3 o'clock. I hope he answers his phone. I hope he's sitting patiently by the phone.
Have you ever done that?
Sat patiently by the phone?
Yeah. Me either.
Not since I was 17, I think. She's never going to call. Why am I bothering?
Good afternoon. Is Josh present, please?
This is him.
Hello. This is KLOS Radio Televoting.
Oh, how's it going?
Good.
How are you, Josh?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Pretty good, especially since we get to tell you that you are going to Las Vegas.
Oh, what? That's freaking sick, dude.
Yeah!
You got two tickets to see Billy Idol on October 27th at Chelsea Theater at the Cosmopolitan Las Vegas.
Hey, that's what's up, dude. I'm psyched up.
We're going to put you up in a couple nights in Vegas as well. We'll give you $100 to drive up there. And please remember, you're a representative of KLOS, so let's watch the language around Billy.
Oh, yeah. My bad, dude. It's just so unexpected. My bad.
All good.
Everybody can use the vacation to Vegas.
Hell yes. Yeah, and you got it. You okay. Win.
Yeah, dude, thank you, man. I appreciate y'all. I'm stoked. This is cool.
Get more local KLOS music. The guys Dirty Honey just released that song today, Won't Take Me Alive. It's from their forthcoming album, Can't Find the Break. It's going to be out in fall. Guys, just wrapping up a European tour. So amazing watching them play live. I don't know if you remember that during the middle of lockdown, but they were at the Viper Room, and they actually played a show live streaming for KLOS. And it was bloody amazing. So if you get a chance to see them sometime soon, do see them live and in person now that we can do that again. Under You, that's yet another one off the new Foo Fighters album, but Here We Are.
That is great.
That is really good,
that
isn't
it?
That
is a good song, yeah.
Good stuff. And of course, those guys are already on Threads, you know, the new threat to Twitter. I want you to guess, Kevin, here, I'm going to get a $20 bill.
At Foo Fighters.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, I only have a five. Oh. This five is all yours if you can guess how many followers they already have on Threads.
Oh.
The Foo Fighters.
To the, no, to
yeah,
the single
close.
Number?
Yeah, close. You know,
how many they already have? I would say 5 million.
Woo! Now it's only 284,000, okay. Which I thought was pretty good.
It
actually,
is pretty good.
But
actually.
I guess not.
I don't know. I don't have any range to think about.
Hey, Diego, Montebello Containers, my $5 and save. Thanks for having KLOS on at work. If you're listening at work, let us know so we can shout you out. Like Diego at Montebello Containers, KLOS. Okay, somehow you hadn't heard, Ringo, born on this day in rock in 1940. John Lennon released the song that he recorded with Yoko during his bed-in on Ringo's birthday on this day in rock in 1969. Give peace a chance.